Hey guys!
This is Hova.
And the Bear.
Today's our first podcast.
So bear with us. Pun intended.
Our first podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves first, and then education.
So a little bit about ourselves. If you read any of our descriptions on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, they state that we're not going to talk about politics or religion because they spread too much hate, and we don't want to spread the hate through our podcast channel.
Speaking of Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all of our at handles is Hobo and the Bear.
So follow us, because after 50,000 followers, we're going to do a face reveal so you can see the Hobo and the Bear. Also, something to go along with our followers is we're going to do games, so that way, if you win, you can get our merchandise, because later on we are going to start making merchandise and stuff. It'll be you can be able to purchase it later on as well, not just winning it, but we also want our followers to comment with us, things they want us to talk about and stuff like that, so that way we can talk about it. We really want to interact with you, the listeners, just as much as the topics we talk to pick and talk about with ourselves.
And also, how long you would like our segment to be, because this is only going to be about 30 minutes or so.
Yeah. So, let's jump on in. So, fuck it. Let's talk about this shit.
First thing about education, the computers. Like, why is it all just going to computers? I know technology is, like, lifted off, like, took off, like, we're getting out there and everything, but some kids don't want it like that. Just on the screen, they need to have the, like, right there in their hands. So they can physically hold the thing. I mean, I know it's a computer, you can physically hold it, but...
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not like when you do science experiments, most people learn better in science because it's more hands-on. Like, whenever you're in the science classroom and you're just reading out the book how it can react, it's not the same as sitting there in the science lab and learning how to do it and what all chemicals it does take to make that explosion or make that smoke or whatever it is. I completely understand.
And it damages your eyes. Yeah. Like, if you're going all throughout school on the computer, and you get a job that's on the computer, you're just going to be screwed when you're old.
Yeah, you're just not going to be able to see anything. Which, the way people drive nowadays, I don't think they can see anyways.
Yeah, true.
But no, like, when it comes down to it, I think it was, you know, the Go Green movement for taking away the books so that way we're not killing as many trees. I stand by 100%. If we use hemp for paper, it would be so much better, and it would be so much more of a useful thing, because it can constantly grow. Don't take as long as trees.
Well, it's nice to say, even if they actually, like, replanted the plants, but trees.
Well, see, there used to be this thing where if you cut down trees...
Yeah, you had to redo it.
Yeah, you had to plant new trees, too.
Like,
but,
two more trees than you cut down.
Yeah. But no, I think I agree the most with the computers and stuff, because it is less teachers teaching and more students teaching themselves, so why not just be homeschooled?
Yeah, because some kids are getting bad, like, most kids are getting bad grades just because it's on the computer.
Yeah.
And they don't have internet access at all.
Yeah. We have a family member who is in high school, and he was in a certain kind of school for so long that when he got to high school, it was all different because he was on the computer. And he was learning differently than he had been brought up to learn. And so his grades took a hit. He used to be a top of the class A student, and all of a sudden he's failing. I mean, he couldn't really handle the stress of failing at the start, and now he's his second year of high school, and he's already at that F it fuck it mode and just doesn't care, because I mean, nobody else seems to care, is how it seems nowadays. I mean, can you count how many videos you have seen of students freaking out on the teachers because they don't care what the students are learning?
And teachers, they don't just assume that you have internet at your house anyways, because nowadays.
Yeah. Which is messed up.
Yeah. Some families can't even afford it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't think about it. You know, you have low poverty homes and stuff that they don't have internet access. Or, I mean, you know, and they're like, well, you can go to the public library, but some public libraries are far away from their homes.
And they close at like 5.
Well, I mean, it's far away from your homes if you live like we do. We live out in the country, obviously. You can't tell by our slang that we do not live in the city. And it's nothing against it. It's just when you live out in the country, you're further away from the school. Our bus ride was 30 minutes to the school, which is, I think, a little bit further than they wanted it to be. But
it was like an hour to get off the bus after school.
Yeah. It was, oh, God, we spent more time on the bus than we did at home, I felt like. no, it's not just that. I mean, I think it takes on from high school to college and stuff like that. I think that there's too much stress with just being in a classroom by yourself, learning by yourself, and not being hands-on taught. And it may not be like that everywhere, but I know around this area, it is really bad. So, but, I don't know. I don't know how to change it. I don't know what to do to change it, because, I mean, everything has advanced to electronics.
If that would like go through or not, because everybody's like, oh, electronics better than the basic way of learning.
Basically. I mean, if you think about it, if you're on your electronics as an adult throughout the day, the first thing you do when you go on break at work or, you know, take a step out from something, the first thing you do is go to Facebook. And they don't think these kids are sitting there doing that. It's not well monitored stuff. You know, they can say that, oh, it's well monitored, you know, we're making sure they can. No.
Because they can take their own laptop to school.
Yeah. I mean, I know about 1,500 different times that we hacked into the school, just like the school's internet stuff, just to get on Facebook because it was supposed to have been blocked and we would find hacks to get through.
It was easy.
It was easy. So, I mean, they just go, and I mean, I'm talking, I was in school whenever, you know, we were still using flip phones. But, you know, nowadays they don't even care if the students have their phones on them, which. Well, some schools, I know the schools around here, they don't seem to care that kids have their phones on them or anything like that, and that they're on their phones in class, or
if they get caught during the class, they just take them for that class period and get back to them.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know what, if my parents pay for my cell phone, making them drive all the way to the school to get my cell phone is complete bogusness. Just putting it out there. Like, I don't want you to come get my phone, just give it back to me at the end of the day so I can go home. Making my parents drive 30 minutes to the school just to get my phone back is ridiculous whenever you don't pay the phone bill, you know? But I can see now having the phones on you in school too is a good thing because of all the shootings and stuff like that. So, like, we were talking about it earlier today, like, it's crazy how much since we've got out of school. For me, it's been like 12 years. For her, it's been about right at about 10 maybe. So, we've been out of school for a little while, and just seeing how much it's changed since we was there is crazy. So, I'm glad students are able to carry their phones on a little better, because you never know what's going to happen.
In the past month alone, there has been 3 shootings at schools.
And it makes me wonder, like, what's really going on? Because when I was in school, it wasn't something you heard about a lot. Like, I mean, the most tragic thing I remember happening in school was car crashes. Yeah. You know?
Losing students driving too fast.
Yeah. Losing friends to a car wreck. Now you're losing them to bullets.
Yeah.
Or there's bomb threats and stuff like that. We have 1 bomb threat the entire time I was in school. And I don't even think their bomb threat escape strategy was that great. We went to the college directly beside our school. If something blows up, it more or less could also damage the school we were sitting at, too. Even if they thought we were safe, it didn't feel very safe.
The only threat that I had when I was in school was a kidnapper. Yeah. And they was driving in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So we all went on lockdown.
Well, see, yeah, I think there was, you know, I wasn't in high school yet, but my brother was, and there was a drunk man at the school, and, you know, they protected the students. I think they did a really good job at making sure the students were safe, you know. But nowadays, that's the biggest controversy. It's not even about the education system. It's about keeping your kids safe while they're at school, which is crazy when we need to find out what the source of the problem is when it comes down to what's causing these students to freak out and react the way that they do.
Like, some of them, it's them just getting, like, if they're a straight-A student, it's them getting F or a lower grade than that.
Right, maybe.
What they're used to.
Yeah, that's just not right. That's not, like,
your parents are too strict.
Yeah.
Then it's like that.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely tell that there's something going on in schools all around us because of the suicides on top of the shootings.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I read this article of this girl who, she reached out to a family member about being depressed, and they ignored her. And pretty much they told her, you know, just to suck it up, and then she killed herself. And, I mean, is it go back to the parents? Are the parents really not paying as much attention to their kids as they should be? Like, I mean, are they reaching out? Are they sending out cries of help? You know? Like, I see my family member who struggles with school, and I see it affect him. And I don't understand if, like, his parents see it the same way that I see it. Because I see a stressed out student going to school and giving up on themselves midway through school. They only got 2 years left until they graduate. And it's not even just this, like, the education that's putting stress on them. It's the fact that now, just in our area, he's having to pay $50 a year just to go to school. What in the hell caused that shit?
That's not including his graduation.
Yeah, I mean, graduation itself, me, I know, like, I've seen that number for my parents. Graduation itself is very expensive. You got to buy a classroom. most parents want to buy the senior yearbook for the kids, so that way they always have their last yearbook.
And their photos.
Yep, their photos of both their class photos and their graduation photos.
And their robes.
And their caps and gowns. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's a fee on the diploma as well. I'm not really sure. But I helped my parents got a mini diploma for me that I could carry around in my wallet. So I know they paid extra for that. Plus, you buy the school clothing that they give you for your senior year, the tassels, the car stuff, everything. So, just that alone could be up to like $500 on top of $100. Yeah, well, no, $200 just to graduate high, just to go to school. Like, what the fuck is he paying for? Like, I don't think that's right. I mean,
the computers are basically teaching them, not really the teachers anymore. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, the teachers are going to complain, well, you know, you don't pay us enough to do this. You don't pay us. Well, what you do get paid for, because taxes do pay you, and I am a working citizen, so therefore I'm paying taxes for your job to teach kids. And if you're not teaching them, something else is, then you don't deserve to be paid as much as you think you do. Right. And I understand, and I'm sorry if that steps on anybody's toes, that it's a teacher or something, but, I mean, if you're a teacher and you're out there fighting every day to make sure your students are learning at the best rate they possibly can, and you are interacting, that kind of doesn't go to you. Because you're, like, in a one percentile now of teachers who are trying.
Who are actually passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah, like, you got these teachers who don't give a fuck about teaching. It's like they've just done it just to do it. And I don't understand why, you know? I mean, I can't be a teacher, obviously, with all my exposed tattoos, but, you know. And that's something else, too. If we're going to talk about it, let's face it. I would have much rather have seen my teacher covered in tattoos teaching me than a teacher who looked down on me, because I was a student in high school who did have tattoos.
Me, too.
So, I mean, I saw a couple of teachers' tattoos, especially females, who had the tramp stamp or something, probably came from their senior week or something that they did while they were younger, and they would freak out if you accidentally saw it, and it was like, well, I mean, it's just a tattoo. What's so wrong about it?
Right. Like, just expressing yourself.
Right. Like, I mean, honestly, most of the people I meet in this world that are, I talk to just about anybody who's covered in tattoos, because I just see it as a form of art and expression and stuff like that, so I don't take it as something offensive. And I guess maybe it is because I have tattoos and I express myself through my tattoos, you know? So.
I would say it's a biased opinion because we do have tattoos and we know people who do have tattoos.
But I know people who don't have tattoos as well, and I don't push or pressure them to get tattoos.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm telling them to go out here and join a gang or anything, because I'm not. I'm by far not pushing for that.
We're telling people who have, like, full body tattoos to take, like, remove their tattoos. Because they have way too many.
Yeah.
Or the comment, you're going to regret that when you're older.
You know what? For the cannibalists who said people with tattoos taste worse than people without tattoos, if that's going to save my life and not get eaten by another person, cover me. I don't care.
Right. Same here.
That is so far stretched from our educational topic. I'm sorry. But it's okay.
We ramble a little bit sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Ramble on. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it, I feel like.
So what's your opinion about the education system? Like, what do you not like?
Me?
Yeah.
Everything, it seems like. Like, I remember being in school, and even teachers then were pissy, you know, especially the older ones, it seemed like. The younger one, I really had hope for the younger generation of teachers, because they were so energetic towards the other students, you know. I had a lot of younger teachers while I was graduating high school and stuff that were just more interactive, and it wasn't just in my science class or anything like that. Like, I think the worst one's math, and math is just hard to, I guess, jump out there with you. But I had those hands-on classes, you know, so that. But I was also a student who fought for my differences. Like, I had people be like, well, no, you're stationed to learn this way. And I would just bust those chains when I was in high school, be like, no, this is not how I learn. And I think that right for kids to show teachers how well they can learn if something else has been completely stripped away. You know, like, I had four computer classes. I mean, they were just basic computers, learning how to type and stuff like that, which I will straight tell anybody I suck at to this day, because 90% of the time I was texting under the table. But still.
And she cusses me that before that today.
I do cuss her. I'm like, I'm mad because I don't type that well. I mean, I'm like right below average of being able to type properly, you know, so it sucks. But whatever. Also, my spelling kicks in with that, too, because I'm a horrible speller, so therefore, I gotta stop and look at what I'm spelling if it's a different word that I'm not used to seeing. If I know every word that's in front of me, I can type particularly fast, but all of a sudden, you throw in a word I don't know how to spell that well, it's gonna slow me down some more. But, you know, and that's something else, too, and that's something that has still not yet to change, I don't think, is students reaching out who have trouble in an area. My worst areas in school were spelling and math. Not reading. I was able to read, you know, and I was like, I told my, I call him Nephew B because he is the second born out of four. So Nephew B comes to me and he tells me, you know, his reading level's a little low. And my suggestion to him, which was never suggested to me in school, was read above that level they put you at. So that way you get stronger in the level that you were at, that you are good at, you know, and just keep doing it. Just keep going up and up and up. And I was never challenged that way from elementary school all the way to high school. You know, I just picked up books and just read because I find something interesting.
See, I think I had help in that because I have dyslexia and so does the bear. But I took a class that would help me with my dyslexia and they made us read like higher level books. I was in 7th grade when I was in this class, so they made us read like high school level books for us to be able to say things, like spell things more properly, like correctly,
yeah,
instead of mixing up the words and everything.
You see, I didn't actually know I had dyslexia until I was in 6th grade, because I don't have a written dyslexia. I can write perfectly fine.
No, I do.
I mean, if I'm not paying attention, I might misput the letters a little bit sometimes, but if I pay attention when I'm writing, I don't really have writing dyslexia or math dyslexia. I have the I can't tell left and right apart, and I have a little bit of harder time of looking at the clock and seeing the right time because of the hands, but that's okay.
Writing dyslexia. I don't understand like how I can get the B and the B mixed up, but I do.
Yeah, but see, and FUB has dyslexia as well as we do, and it took him, he had to repeat a grade, and they're just now working on him like they should be, working with him like they should be. And, you know, the mom, she reached out and was like, you know, I noticed that he has this problem too, and was calling and pursuing the school. Do this, do this, do this. He has this problem, and they weren't helping either. So she was stuck at home alone trying to help her child with dyslexia. And I encouraged him. I'm not going to lie. I did bribe him. I told him that if he would pass his spelling test with 100, I would give him $20 every test he passed. Well, that was last year. I picked him up from school a couple weeks ago to come to my house. And the first thing he tells me when he gets in the vehicle is, guess what I made on my spelling test? I said, what? He goes, I made 100 and I made a 90 on the other. So,
and they were big words.
Yeah, they were very big words. And I'm so proud of him because he challenged himself for that $20 every week. But he challenged himself so much that he actually is doing better at it now. But they're also working with him better now. So he can learn better. But yeah, it took me until 6th grade, and the only reason why I knew that I had dyslexia was because my teacher was making fun of another student who was in 8th grade getting ready to go to high school, who had to have left and right written on his shoes. Like, he had to have an L and an R on the toe of his shoes so he knew which foot to put his shoes in. And she was making fun of him. She was like, he's in 8th grade getting ready to get his license because he's failed so much. You know, like, he doesn't do good. He's not a good student. It's shit like that that has never changed. Like, my stepmom, she went through, sorry, my cat just climbed through and was struggling a little bit, but, no, she had problems in school, and they just messed with her until she dropped out of school, and that's what they push you for now. They would rather you drop out than to continue your education. They would rather see you in 10 years flipping cheeseburgers than to see you succeed and be, you know, what you could have been. Like, and I think that's one of the main things that really needs to change is how teachers put down students. And everybody, and like, I know you went home and you told your parents, you know, no, this teacher's really hard on me. And they told you, yeah, but that's what everybody says. Or, yeah, that's what, you know, I used to say when I didn't want to do my work either. You know, it's not fair because there are teachers there who are really hard on students and nitpick. Yeah, exactly. Nitpick. They nitpick the hell out of kids. And that's not fair. I was nitpicked all the way to middle, from elementary to middle school. Like, when high school, I was damned and determined I was going to make a change for myself. And I gave up my senior year. It was the last half of my senior year, and I gave up, come home crying. I was going to quit. I didn't care anymore. I was tired of trying. I was tired of the extra fight I had to fight just to get through school. And my dad was like, no, you're going to graduate. You only got a couple more months. You got this. Let's do it. So I went back to school the next day, and I wound up graduating a couple months later. But it was still hard because I was actually at school on my graduation day, still having to do classwork. And then about an hour, 2 hours before our graduation time, my principal comes and tells me he don't think me and my best friend are going to graduate because of some bullshit. Like, I mean, this girl, I love this girl. She's still my friend. We've grown, you know, in our differences of life, past and stuff. But she was out of school literally because she got cancer while she was in our senior year. She had plans. You know, she was going to join the military. She was going to do everything. She was going to fight for this life for herself. And just as soon as she got cancer, the school gave up on her, and she gave up on herself. Like, they held her there that day because she missed work or missed school because she was in the hospital getting treatments because of the cancer. And he told her, you know, you're going to fail. You're not going to get to graduate. And I, oh, God almighty, I lost my shit. I went the fuck off. I looked at my principal, and I was like, you know what? My stepmom's sitting in the parking lot. I'm going to go fucking smoke me a goddamn cigarette. So I went outside, and I smoked my cigarette. I came back in, and I was damned and determined to continue until I got done. And I got 30 minutes to come from the school to my house, get my clothes on, and get back to the school before my graduation. Like, there was no sense in that. You know, I was done with all my work. There was no need for me to fucking be there. And it was hard, you know? I just wanted to give up most of the time. And I see a lot of kids. My brother gave up. You know, he had help from pre-K, third grade. Like, my stepmom did his homework for him. Did she, you know, well, I don't really know what's going on. So she stopped and was trying to get him to do it. And he didn't know it. So he failed third grade. And then it was a struggle from there all the way out until he dropped out of high school. He was constantly struggling with his education. And now he's getting ready to be 20. He's been dropped out for the last, I think, 4 years. And he's struggling in life because that school that's supposed to build that structure for you didn't give a fuck. Didn't care. Like, I always done better in a class where a teacher reached out to me and let me know they cared about me.
And even, like, when I was in ninth grade, I was like, a whiz at freaking algebra. So they had me going into, like, it was the fundamentals of algebra. It was the starting of algebra, like, reintroducing.
Can we just stop for a second and say you said I was a whiz at something?
I was a whiz at algebra.
I was a whiz. So was you a whiz at Harry?
But I wish. But, I was really, really good at algebra. Okay, I'll just say that.
How about that? No worries. How about that?
And they had me, like, in the classroom helping the other kids who were struggling with it. Since it was, like, to re-help them because they weren't really all that good at it in eighth grade when we started. Like, to really get into algebra. And, I mean, the teacher was, like, he was a really good teacher. Like, he went through, like, all the details and everything just to make sure, and he even got me to help, like, certain ones who were still struggling just a little bit for me to sit down with them and help them during the class period. To help them. Like, so that was, like, learning it a little bit.
So you helped them.
Yeah. But I figured out a way that was easier than what the teacher was doing, and it helped me learn, because I learned that, like, in 8th grade.
Yeah.
To, like, an easier way to do it.
Yeah.
And I showed them that, and they understood it, and they started doing it that way, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was always, you know, they always had a teacher or student who was better at the class, better at the grade that you were doing or whatever, who could come out and help, but
those were assholes, and they was like, nah.
Yeah. I had one, my senior year, I had one math teacher who literally, and I give her hearts of honor there, because she literally walked into the principal's office, threw down my classwork, and was like, no, her struggle is the test. Look at her. I made A's all through that math class except for on the test. And so it knocked my grade down here and there. And because it was a state test, I had to pass it, you know, and I get so frozen up on that test and mess up to the point that I flunked it. And then I wound up flunking the grade. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to give up in high school. And she's one of the reasons why I didn't give up either. And I went back is because she was fighting. She was like, I walked back into her classroom because it put me back in her classroom. I walked back into her classroom and she took me to the principal's office and was like, no, we're not doing this because you know this work. I know you do. And I didn't have to retake the test, thank God. Which just goes to show you that those testing is a bunch of bullshit. Like, yeah. if I didn't have to pass that test just to get into the next math class because of her, that just goes to show you those tests are bullshit.
Yeah. Like, my freshman science class, I don't remember what it was called, but I missed it by 4 points the first time, and the second time that I took it, I missed it by 2 points, but they passed me.
Well, see, I did have that problem with history, too. It was the last history class, and I, like, the first time around, I flunked, I did, but I kept all my notes and all my paperwork, and had the same teacher, so when I would fail a test, I would go back, and I would retake that, I was damn determined to graduate high school. I went back every day and took that test, or every week that I failed the test. If I failed that test, I took that test over for Kent, and, you know, when I took the state test for it, he was like, you missed it by 4 points. Then I had to take it again, and when I missed it again, I missed it somehow by 10 points. And he was like, what happened? So I had to take it a third time, and I missed it by 3 points. And they just were like, you know what? You took it, like, obviously, I knew most of the curriculum. Most of it, so therefore, they passed me. So it just goes to show that those tests are bullshit. So... in my opinion, I think the testing is bullshit. I also think college is bullshit. I mean, like I said earlier tonight, if you're going to go to college, I think you should have to go to college to be a doctor. Because please learn how to operate on my heart. I think you should go to college if you're going to
be... your heart?
Yes.
Aww.
It's broken. Not like, I mean, or my brain, because they do brain surgery. I mean, I want you to know what the hell you're doing.
Everything in your body, not just certain parts.
Well, the heart and the brain are the two main ones for me,
and
you know?
And leave shit in there.
Yeah, like, please don't leave a scaffold in me. Or scape, is it a scaffold?
Yeah,
a
scaffold.
Please don't leave a staple in me. Don't leave a scaffold in me. I mean, take it out properly. Because there's been so many of those.
Yeah, and even the galls.
What? Yeah.
Those are the left in there.
Yes. Don't do that. But to be a scientist, a doctor, or a lawyer, yes, go to school. Because a lawyer needs to know what they're doing. And they're saying they're fighting... And I mean, it doesn't matter if you're the defendant or not, whoever you're defending in the courtroom, right or wrong, your job is to defend that person, obviously, you know, but that's just three main things. I'm sorry. I don't think you should have to go to college 4 years to know how to work on a car. It don't take that long. It really don't. And nowadays, cars are so easily to learn because all you gotta do is Google what, that's all I do. I Google what's wrong with my car. It's cheaper for me to go buy the part and fix it myself than it is for me to take it to a shop and then supposedly whoever went to school for 4 years to fix my car and not even know what the fuck they're doing. You know? Oh, excuse me. I'm just saying that, it's just, I don't know. It's weird. I'm sorry. We have an intruder in our, speaking
podcast
area. Oh. But... No, that what you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. The doctor, all those things, they need to be obviously going to school.
Well,
for, yeah. But, I mean, 4 years to be a therapist. I'm a therapist on a daily basis whenever somebody calls me and needs to release their problems, you know?
Here.
And I'm not saying that they are not professional in their job. They are. But, I mean, my God, you have to pay them an arm and a leg just to get in there to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what he's doing. Our intruder's got the munchies, I think, so he's in the fridge. and he is distracting the hobo over there. She is completely exotic to what's going on in the conversation here. But, no, like, I don't think, see, because one of the shootings was a college, you know? He went off in a college.
Two of them was the last, like, I'm pretty sure all of them might have been in college. I know one of them, two of them most definitely I know was college.
Yeah. Well, see, and I know, but do you think about how stressful college is for students, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even go to college, and I had friends who did, and they only went for the 2-year term,
yeah.
And was literally like, fuck this shit, I don't want to do it.
Or they went for, like, higher education and flippers.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I have dropout friends, and they're like, you know, I really regret dropping out of school, and I'm like, why? We work in the same place, and I graduated,
yeah.
You know? And there's people I went with, you know, who I went to high school with, graduated with, went to college, and they do the same goddamn jobs I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think experience comes from experience, not learning it in a textbook. So, you know, 2 years I think it is for you to become a cop. I can understand that. You need to learn your rights and stuff. And my thing on that is, they are not the law. They are the law enforcement. And I really think they have fucked up on that. But that's politics, so we can't talk about it really. But for schooling, I think they really need to probably push the fact that you're law enforcement, not the law. I'm not worried about what he's doing.
He's just listening.
He's listening in on our podcast, just trying to hear what it is.
Huh?
Oh, he's bored.
Go back in the room.
They're gonna have. Sorry, you guys. You're gonna have us talking to my husband right now. But anyways, like I do, I go to school. I work with people I went to school with who went to college. You know, and they've done no different. They've literally done no different in life. And so it just shows you that that higher up step that you're taking to go to college is pointless. You know,
I mean, if you're going to be a teacher or not, I mean.
Well, obviously it's not doing a good goddamn job. Oh, my bad. That might be too far. Sorry. You're not doing a good goddamn job going to school to be a teacher if you're not teaching students. It leads right to what I was saying. It's just pointless.
Would you even say the younger teachers that you had were more passionate about their jobs?
They was, but I don't think they are now. I mean, one of those younger teachers that I did have, I think she got caught with a student too. She was a little bit too passionate about it.
He was of age.
Technically, but he still got in trouble. And see, and that's something. Yeah. We're going over 30 minutes, guys. I'm sorry. If we're going to talk about that, I'll just put out my opinion on this. And like I've always said, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. You may not agree to it, and then again, you might. My thing with that is, when I was in school, I had a teacher. She was a bitch. I mean, straight up class A bitch. I really don't think she was getting the wheelie on the regular because she was just too mean about it. She literally was telling us a story about the teachers. Both of the teachers actually worked there. But when they were in high school, her teacher took her to her senior prom and they got married after she graduated, you know? And they're both teachers at the same school now. Or they was. I think they might be retired now. Or close to it anyways. But there was nothing wrong with it then. It's just the way society deemed it to look. Like, oh no, this looks bad. Yeah. Now, if you were in middle school or sixth grade, and your sixth grade teacher was flirting with you for sexual favors, yeah, that looks bad. That's not good.
That's
bad. But high school's a little bit different because you're a little bit older and everybody's sexually active just about in high school. No matter what they say. A lot of the population of high school is sexually active. Yeah. And I don't see it as a wrong thing as long as they're being protective and parents sit down and talk about it. See, I really
actually be open about it and not just like, no, you can't do it and not say anything.
Yeah. So, I think that a lot of the reasons why we have problems in the educational system today, too, is also because parents don't pay attention.
Yeah, they just shoot into their phones.
Yeah. Like, or into whatever it is they're doing. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be their phone, their job, their affairs, whatever it is, because all kinds of things happen in life. We all know this. But no, it's just... I've always told you my theory. Like, if I do have kids, and this thing you guys might be like, well, I feel like you're a little too opinionated about the educational system and not in having kids. Now, I have kids in my life on a daily basis. I have 4 nephews that are all but one of them is in school. I actually have 5 nephews. But 4 of them live very close, so I get to know what they're doing in life. And like I said, I go and pick them up from school. Sometimes I take them to school when they stay here on the weekends until they got to go to school the next day. I have 4 nephews in school because my brother has a stepson. So, you know, and he comes to my house and talks to me about his school too. And if they're coming to me to talk to me about their education, then I feel like I have a right to have an opinion about it because I see it. You know, it wasn't too long ago, it feels like, that my brother dropped out. And he was my baby brother, and he's 8 years younger. He's 8 years younger than I am. So, seeing him drop out of school, you know, I saw that. And I witnessed it, and I understood what he was going through, because I myself fucking went to school. Just like yourself went to fucking school.
So, I dropped out.
Yeah.
Because I was a bad kid. I skipped a lot. I got in the wrong gang of people. And I started skipping.
Yeah. Not that I didn't fight like hell for her to stay in school, because I did.
The principal told me should drop out anyways.
Yep. I sat right there in that office with her as that principal told her, drop out. You missed too many days. You're too far gone. Drop out. And give up on her. And that shit.
But I went to my robotics class. That was the only class I was really passionate about. But
yeah.
That and art.
Yeah, but and what was the problem in that scenario, too? It wasn't just the school. It was also the parenting. Like, your mom just didn't really have the oomph to care anymore about it. It's like, once you get to a certain grade in school, your parents don't care.
Yeah. Then when I turn 23. Yeah. Was that 23 when I started going home? No.
22.
I was 22. The January of the next year that I turned 22, I started going back to school.
Yep.
And it's going to be a long process because I'm getting my adult high school diploma, which is the actual diploma that you get out of high school. So it's
going to
take a bit.
Yeah. So I don't feel like my opinion about it is wrong because I don't have children myself, which I've talked about. Even if I did have kids, I don't even want to send them to school because it scares me. I mean, it scares me for my sister's kids to even be at the bus stop alone. Like, I'm just like, you know, and she's like, no, their brother takes. So I don't even feel like he's safe. I mean, he's 16, but I still don't feel like they're safe enough, you know? Or she goes...
I don't want to get that text from my kids saying, Mom, there's a shooter at my school. I love you.
Yeah, no. That's just...
That's...
Too much.
Yeah, too way much. Too much.
And where the hell do these kids get all these guns? Like, shit.
From the parents. Who don't like shit up.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Or we live in the South, too, so they probably have their own gun.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really see, but I don't like that deeming it just down to the South that they only the kids have in the South.
Have their own kids.
Yeah,
they have their own guns, and the parents buy their own guns. But some of them, I don't know what goes through their mind when they decide to shoot up school.
Yeah,
especially fucking elementary school. Why?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I really don't know what goes through their mind. But I can't. And what I do think goes through their mind leads into religion, so we don't want to talk about that. But no, it's just, I don't know. It seems like if you're being a parent and you're not seeing this, and I'm just an aunt and I see this, there's something seriously wrong. Which I'm not all for, you know, using my electronics 90% of the time when my nephews and stuff are here, or even my niece. Or anything. I tend to like to interact with them a lot. I like to go out and do things with them and spend time with them outside of work. Yeah. But I just through them I see it. And because it's them and they're the next generation coming up, you know, it scares me for them to be left out in this world like this. Because I'm like, you get so undecided in high school on what it is you really want to do. You don't have anybody there helping you, encourage you. And, you know, it's not all on teachers. I do say that. It's not all on teachers to help you encourage yourself into it. But you spend eight hours a day with these students for the most part until they do hit high school. And you can't see what they're passionate about. You don't encourage them when you catch them doodling on the side of their paper. Instead, you deem them for doing it. You don't like the fact that they doodle on the side of the paper.
But that helps them learn.
Yeah, maybe that doodling helped them pay attention to what you were saying, and they could think back to the precise doodle that they were doing, and know exactly what it was you were talking about that day in class. Because I was a doodler, I doodled, and I could point back to what paper I knew my work was on because of that doodle.
Same here.
And I had a teacher who would literally trash your work if you doodled on it. She would throw it away. She wouldn't even grade it. And
I always sit in the back of class.
She put me in the front because she didn't like me, and I did have a teacher tell me. The most students they pay attention to is the students in the back.
In some certain classes, they had, like, alphabetically.
Yeah.
And I was always in the back.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not just basing my opinions off of just the random ass shit. I'm saying it's like, okay, if your teenage kid is going to the high school, shoot up a high school. Why weren't you paying attention to them just for their cries? All teenagers put out a cry of help. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think a student does. Nobody can be that well at hiding things. I mean, if I came home and I was upset about something, it showed. You know, if I stayed in my bedroom and I didn't come out all night, my parents typically knew I probably had a bad day at school. You know, most of the time if they caught me coming through the house, they would ask me, so how was school today or what's going on? Like, what's wrong with you? I mean,
what did you learn today?
Yeah. Well, not so much of what you learned today.
Mom always asked me what I learned today.
Well, lucky you. But I also had parents too, especially my dad, who if those problems started to exist so much that I started to get rattled with and who noticed it, he would ask. And he still does to this day, you know, he asked me, what's wrong, what's going on, you know, or he'd be like, well, let's go do this, and he'll distract me, so all that bad just disappears. And if you're not doing that with your kids, I pray that you do, because they need that interaction with you. It's kind of the cat in the cradle or whatever song all over again. You know, you take all the time away from spending it with them to the point they turn around, they don't want to spend it with you, you know. So I mean, I don't know, I just feel like as a society of people, we need to come together to find the problem of where it sorts at. And if y'all don't see this and your parents, I don't know what you're looking at, but you need to look at your kids, because their safety it could be in danger if you're not paying attention. You need to act like teacher kids. Pay attention to that quiet kid. Pay attention to the loudest kid, too, because it's not always the quiet kid. It could be the loudest kid.
Or the smartest one.
Mm-hmm. That freaks out. It just loses their mind one day.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people, you know.
Because some parents are, like, way too strict on them.
Yeah. I went to school with a girl whose dad was, like, hella strict on her. Boy, let me tell you, when she got out of school, though, and she got out of his thumb, she went butt motherfucking wild. My, she let loose. And it dangerously, you know.
Right.
And it doesn't need to be like that. And in today's world where drugs are so heavy, sex trafficking is so heavy, and shootings are so heavy, please pay attention to your kids on a daily basis.
Because all that is very dangerous.
Yeah. Because no parent, not yourself and not the parents sitting in the car line beside you or at the bus stops, wants to get a call saying that their kid is gone because somebody went through and shot the school up. You know, I mean, other than making it like a prison, there's no other way that you can protect your students or your kids unless you're helping. Even if teachers aren't doing a great job these days of teaching students, a lot of them do a great job of trying to protect their students whenever something like that happens, but that shouldn't be the only time you're paying attention.
No. Not at all.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to take a sip.
They have, like, metal detectors at the doors.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, well, it's not just that, though. It's, if you're driving a car and the only time you pay attention while you're driving is when there's a wreck happening, that's what it's like. Going to school every day and only paying attention the day the shooting happens. You know?
I mean, if they have a metal detector right there and keep every door locked besides that one that you can get in while school is in session, then...
They can still find a way. I mean, even if they ran around the school shooting the windows up, they can still find a way.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just my opinions about it, though. And like I said, I guess to sum it all up, because we're running over 40 minutes now, is just to be like, pay attention to your kids. And even if you're an aunt or an uncle or your friends have kids and you don't and they're going to school, pay attention. You know, at least that way you can point it out.
The parents might not see it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody always worries about the loner kid, the one that doesn't talk to nobody, the one that's, you know, who it looks like they're suffering from depression. Reach out to that kid, because you don't want them to commit suicide either. And just saying that, reach out to those kids just because they might shoot the school up is not fair enough to the kids suffering with so much mental damage that they're on the verge of taking their own life. Because whether or not there's a lot of ugly shit going on in the world, there's still beauty in it. And somebody needs to help point that out for them, because they can't find it themselves.
Yeah.
It's like being lost in the dark. Oh, there's a rainbow in the dark. Oh, so I'm just going to point out, before we shut out, very major on dropping music lyrics anyway. So please, if you catch us dropping lyrics, just understand that there is a game. We want to hear your interaction. Want you to leave your comments. If you don't like something, say something. It's okay. We're not going to get butthurt about it, and we're not going to melt. It is all right. And also, you will not find us on YouTube. I don't know if I said that, because we did not want to be censored and have little bleeps over us dropping F-bombs, because, let's face it, they're going to be dropped.
Yes.
It would be mostly beeping if we censored ourselves.
Yes. And it would be very hard to concentrate on podcasts if you just heard beeping for like 8 minutes.
Right. But no, we really do hope this continues and goes further. We really want listeners to comment, talk to us. You know, we want you to interact with us, because we want to interact with you. We're very excited to start merchandise, though. So,
we have a lot of opinions about things, and we just want other people to hear it too.
Yeah, and we want to hear your opinions too, because it's not a one-way street. We want to hear your opinions about it. And if there's enough people that agree with something, especially on the education and the youth today, say something, because,
yes,
you know.
We could start a petition about something.
Yeah.
Bring something up.
Yeah. I believe if you're going to march forward for anything, march forward for the youth.
Yes.
Because they're the ones that are going to suffer. And let's just face it, I can tell you right now, our youth is not learning.
No.
They're just learning. Stupid ass shit that they don't know what they're. They don't. Like, I.
Even. Middle schoolers are on drugs now.
Yeah.
The hell?
I'm sorry, but when I started smoking pot when I was in school, I don't know more. I am clean, but I don't hate on anybody who does. As long as you use it smartly and don't abuse it like a drug, I don't really care that you smoke weed. But when I started smoking weed, my parents were like, she's smoking weed. When I was drinking at a young age, they knew I was out drinking at a young age.
My mom was in denial about the whole thing, even though she let me hang out with you.
Right.
And get us munchy food.
Right.
She was like, I will beat your ass, but she never did anything.
You know what? A pot-smoking, tattooed person, you know, was not a bad influence. I took you out, I got you extra shell, and made you have fun.
And then I became a pot-smoking, tattooed, Pierce person.
But that's not because of me. It was at your own free will to do that. Yeah. I was not so heavily influencing the idea.
No, I always wanted tattoos. My dad had tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, my dad had tattoos. And I wanted tattoos, not solely because of him, but because I love them. I think they're beautiful. And when you have, like, amazing tattoo artists, which we are solely connected to ours, like, we cannot cheat on him. I think if anything in this world happens to him, we're just screwed. Like, I don't think any tattoos are coming after that. Like, we love him very much, and we love his family, and respect
them.
They're
like family. They're literally family.
Yeah, they're literally family to us, but no, definitely wouldn't be able to do other tattoos, but just, he's very passionate about his art, so whenever he does it, you see it, and he interprets what you see as art onto you, and helps you express in the world what it is you see, so, yeah. But yeah, definitely interact, because we want you to, and we want to talk, and we want you to understand that, at least on our podcast channel, that there's a two-way street on opinions, and you're not going to bother us if you talk about yours. We're going to listen, we're going to understand, and we'll probably talk about your opinion. And if you don't want us to name drop, always say, please don't drop my name. You can, I think on Facebook, you can private message us. And Instagram.
And Twitter.
Oh, and Twitter. Okay. I'm not very big on using Twitter. I don't really.
Or Instagram.
Or Instagram. I just have Facebook and Pinterest because
Hobo runs the show on those.
Yeah, Hobo runs the show on those ones. Not me. I'm just doing my thing. I'm talking because I'm a talker. So, but, alright. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Hobo and the Bear signing off.